This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with me.
Hello, you're listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. Today we're joined by a couple of Bonnie Scots. We've got Maz and George in the studio, so we'll chat to those guys in a minute. This week's theme, international food. I'm excited, haven't had lunch yet. This might excite me. And we are obviously tweeting. Joey, have you tweeted?
Yeah, I've tweeted. Yeah, it's on. It's on. To all the thousands of followers on Twitter. We're in. We're here. Actually, can I just say quickly? We got voted podcast of the week last week.
I'm so proud.
Shout out to everyone who listened.
I think it's probably because everyone has been listening.
I think it's us over and over again because I just want to hear my voice over and over again.
It's exactly. Repeat on Joey's computer. At 8:30 we'll have our international song of the week, as always. And we'll be asking the all-important question, if these guys have anything to declare.
That was Warrant with Cherry Pie. Libby didn't really understand the song, but I am a big fan, so there we go, that was it. If you can listen in to all the songs today, they're all going to have a bit of a food-related title.
Yeah, see what we did there, Cherry Pie.
So we began with Rolling Stones' Brown Sugar, and now we've got Cherry Pie, Warrant, and we've got more to come. So today we're joined by two Scots, Maz, short for Mary, and Georgie, I'm guessing short for Georgina. Yeah. Right on. Okay, right, good instincts there. So if Maz, you want to tell us where you went on your year abroad and what you did.
So I was in Turin last year in Italy, which is known for Nutella.
No way!
Yeah.
So didn't that guy die really recently?
Yeah, he did actually.
Oh. Yeah.
We went to a little town called Alba, which actually makes the Nutella, and we got to go around and it was really cool and everyone there loves Nutella.
So. Hang on, so is it all originally from the same place?
So this tiny little town,
Nutella?
All of Nutella and all the Ferrero stuff is from that small town.
It's all made there?
Yeah, so their ice cream and the gelato and everything they have there is famous because it's all like this chocolate gianduja stuff, which is... great.
I'm actually a big fan of Ferrero Rocher. I know it's got a bad rep, but I like it.
I once gave it as a present to a friend's mum and got told off because that's really cheap, but yeah. I love them.
It's like the tacky present.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
Next time you can bring a box of roses.
Yeah. Yeah, so the food was really great there, but there was no fried Mars bars in sight, so...
Yeah, let you down.
Yeah, I was pretty disappointed with the Italian
Doesn't
food.
Doesn't the place just up by Mahmoud's?
Yes!
They 99p for fried Mars
bar. Yeah, they now advertise the old Mars bar.
I've never had one. I had one, and it was only half of one, I must admit. And I was in Peru for some... No, Bolivia. But you know, it's like home comforts, even
the
though
classic
I'm not
Bolivia.
It was good. Half is just about right.
So, George, where were you last year?
I was working in Sydney for 9 months of last year. It wasn't really a year out. I just got a job for 9 months. It was really good fun. Lots of good grub there. They're all healthy.
Yeah.
Lots of quinoa and grains.
Yeah, pulses.
Pulses.
Yeah. That's like my housemate, so she's always cooking pulses. It's gross. Well, what was the best thing you ate, apart from the Nutella, when you were out there? Just to kick things off.
Well, the weirdest thing, I think, I had a horse steak, was a bit controversial.
Yeah, we've all eaten horse steak. We don't know if we've done it or not, but we definitely all have, so that's fine.
But that was really chewy, so I was a bit disappointed, actually.
Chewy?
Chewy.
Chewy pony.
Oh. Do you have it rare?
Yep, bloody. That's how I got told to have it.
Does it cook like normal steak?
Yeah, it does, but they like it really bloody. So not only did I have the fear that I was eating a little horse, it was also just really bloody on my plate. So
my little pony.
Drinking the blood as well.
Yeah.
Yuck.
And what about you in Australia? I know they're all healthy and all the greens.
Well, there's lots of ostrich, crocodile,
emu.
That's the same thing as an ostrich, isn't it?
No. Learning new things every day. Anything to declare.
So lots of those kind of things, which I think quite a lot of people try when they go out there.
Yeah,
they're actually quite
yummy. I had one of them.
Yeah,
but like kangaroo.
Kangaroo, yeah.
Oh yeah, I tried that. A roo burger. That was.
Aren't
good.
They quite like? They're seen as kind of vermin-y.
Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah,
they're like
it's
on
sad,
golf
isn't it?
Courses. Yeah, you can play a round of golf with just a pile of roos watching you. They're everywhere.
Roos. Yeah, the lingo.
Sorry, kangaroos.
She brought it back. Well, that's lovely. Hey, we're going to talk about 10 best things about food. Well, I was just talking about 10 good things, 10 places about food. I thought Libby had a game, but she doesn't.
The game is coming later.
I got preempted. Okay, so we're looking online last night about people who've been around the world and travel just purely for food blogs.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I know, amazing. But they also have to like stay active and like do press ups in the airport and all that stuff.
Didn't you do a blog on your year abroad?
I did. I had a photography and video thing that I'd made.
Yeah,
that was good fun.
And I was like pitch some food and market.
Yeah,
and
lots
stuff.
Of yeah. Grub.
Cool.
Yeah,
lots of food.
Lots of my friends have started like making food blogs.
Yeah,
have you seen?
It's a new fad.
It's like a really
it?
Big fad.
Like
yeah.
Clean eating.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, dirt. No, clean.
Give me some dirty
what,
food.
No,
anyway.
What is it? It's eat clean, train dirty.
I don't really
yeah, that's
not. That's
no, it's in like you gotta like you know eat kale strictly kale and then you know go to the gym. I think that's I'm just translating it. I'm sorry. Okay, so we've got 10 places that this person thought was actually I've collected them together and put it in my own order. So I want to ask you guys if you ever been to these places. I mean, are you well travelled in general?
Yeah, so well-traveled.
Yeah, very
Okay, so number 10. Actually, this is also ties in with a nice fact I found out today. It's Nepal for Asian food. Lots of people say India is better for curries and stuff. Apparently, Nepal's incredible. And today, I found out that Mount Everest is being shut down-ish, kind of. People can't climb up anymore because there's too much human waste on the...
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
On the mountain.
Yeah.
So, like, people... I mean, it's a bit gross.
As in, like, as in human,
yeah,
you know, not yeah. just like a plastic water bottle.
No. Like, I think both, but definitely the
primate. Does it not degrade?
It's apparently
a bit frozen up there, though, isn't it?
Oh, just chalk ices of.
Yeah. So let's all go to Nepal, eat the fabulous food, and climb Mount Everest, and leave ourselves behind. Right, the last. Do you guys like sushi?
Yeah,
love it.
What's your favourite sushi dish?
A California roll.
Yeah. I like it when they deep fry the prawn and put
it
in.
Yeah, I hear you. And with avocado as well.
I was easy to put the mayo, and I don't agree with that.
Oh, I like that.
No, disagree.
I like to dunk it in the mayo and the soy sauce.
Mayo.
They serve it with a little bit, a pot of mayo in Australia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sushi mayo. I like it. That's the East and the West collide. And
that's what Australia does, isn't it? Take something good and just ruins it.
Oh, okay. A little bit of beef going on around here.
Controversial.
Okay, and then we've got Lebanon. Anyone ever been there?
No, but I have eaten Lebanese food. Food's massive in Sydney.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a big Lebanese population.
Oh, really? I'm a big fan of pita. Got one today for lunch, actually. Pita, hummus, all that kind of stuff. Spanish food, tapas. I'm not an actual fan. I'm not a great fan of tapas. I always think they're too small and it comes out and
it's
then
quite
you're
oily.
The
sharing's
hate
not
sharing.
I love the sharing because then you get to eat everything.
Only little bits of everything.
You actually get quite full. Tapas always surprises you because you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be so hungry after all of this, and then you're actually not.
I'm also a big fan of calamari, and that's always got to be on the tapas menu.
Yeah.
Matt isn't giving me a face.
No, well, they eat in Spain, that was really popular. They eat like
the baby
like a sandwich filled with like fried calamari.
Yeah.
It's like a big baguette.
Yeah, that sounds so
Does that
good.
Sound like your idea of a night out?
Yeah.
I don't want a kebab, I want a calamari sandwich.
In the baguette, who would say no to that? With mayo, probably.
Yeah.
Chili mayo, if anything.
Always
bacon
mayo.
Probably got lemony garlic mayo.
Aioli. Okay, who likes burritos, Mexican food?
Me!
George Hand, straight up. I do! Mexican food, Chipotle, anyone been there yet?
Never.
It's huge in Canada and America. There's only a few in London. But it's like 2,000 calories in one big roll.
I don't really like Chipotle mayonnaise. I know, is that...
No,
mayonnaise is a big issue in Georgia.
It's quite spicy and smoky. I don't know how you feel about
spicy,
that.
Yeah. But anyway, so Mexican food, obviously Mexico. And I've been to near there, and the street food is the best you'll ever eat. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's the stuff you pay 20 quid for in London, and they're just like chucking it out at you.
It's probably not as good as Burrito Boys, though. Every night out, drunk food was burrito.
We'd have fights in the queue for burrito boys. You know what I mean? It'd be like McDonald's at 3 a.m. in Leeds. It's
I will not have your jalapenos.
Get out of my way! Exactly.
Take away those jalapenos.
How dare you use a gluten non-gluten free wrap or something? Just like having a go. Okay, number five is Italy. Hey,
hey,
hey!
You looking at me? Hey,
hey! So pizzas, thin and crusty. I'm a thick base fan.
Really?
I know. With age, I've become more thin base.
Italy's kind of ruined it for me though, because now when I have like a Pizza Express,
I'm so well travelled.
No, but it's
I can't
so
even come back to my home.
I can only eat pizza from Italy.
But I agree with you. Although Pizza Express is going up in my book.
I love it.
Although, can we just RIP Orange Wednesdays and 2-for-1 Pizza Express?
Do they not do that anymore?
It died last week.
What, Orange Wednesdays as well?
Yeah.
Or just...
It's gone.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Orange pulled the plug, or EE, depends how savvy you are. I'm kind of annoyed. I've only got onto Orange for that reason.
I never went to an Orange Wednesdays. Is that weird?
Whoa.
We did.
You never will again.
Hyde Park Picture House, 2-for-1 Wednesdays, it's only £2.50 because it's £5 for a student ticket, 2-for-1. But you can't do that anymore.
Oh, so you could have done it with Orange Wednesday.
Yeah, they get the code, yeah.
That's so annoying.
Yeah, I know. Okay, France for the classics.
Bread and cheese. Salt.
Bread and cheese. Bit of vinegar, bit of olive oil.
Yum.
What are we doing to our listeners? We're just like telling them everything about food.
I've not had lunch. And
I am so hungry. And all I've got is a damn pitta. Do you know what I mean? Damn you, Lebanon. Okay. For a bit of everything. And the best fast food, the USA. It's got to be bread.
No.
Oh, the portions, though, if anything.
I went in January and...
Ooh, where'd you go?
Well, I went to Florida on a work trip with my dad.
Wow.
It was really fun.
Australia, Florida, what do you do?
My dad makes plant pots out of recycled plastic. It wasn't all that glamorous. And so we just ate at rubbish places like Chili's, which is all... It's all chain.
Like Taco Bell. Yeah. I know that one. Okay, second number two, Argentina.
Oh.
But
heard good things.
Talking about meat, because they love steak in Argentina. Oh. Yeah. Talking about Maz's meat. Apparently they only eat well done steak.
Oh.
So you can't ask for it rare because they find it a bit like, whoa, tourist coming in.
Yeah, Argentinian steakhouses are really famous.
Well, yeah, but for well done meat.
Oh,
didn't know that.
Yeah. I feel about
and
that.
It comes with a chimichurri sauce. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Go on.
Mm.
There's
an Argentinian place in Glasgow, and they bring out this massive meat thing and just like go around everyone. It's kind of like a self-service thing, and they just chuck some meat on your plate if you want it.
If you want it, just throw it around.
They want it, please come up and catch it. Pile on more meat. And everyone's like, yeah, chuck it on. Give me that chimichurri.
Okay, number one is Thailand.
Yeah.
Spicy food, noodles, street food, pad thai.
Love it.
Yeah.
I like pad see you better than pad thai.
Bangkok Cafe in Hyde Park Pub is the best Thai in Leeds.
Yeah, I'm contradicting you on that.
Go on.
I had a pad thai from there the other day and I was so bitterly disappointed.
Did you have lunch or dinner?
Dinner.
Oh, you can have lunch.
So dry.
Lunch, it's only $4.95 for pad thai.
It was.
I'm just giving adverts out on Hyde Park. On Hyde Park residents.
But there are other places to eat in Hyde Park.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, I should must say. Yeah, there are.
I would never consider a fast food place at lunchtime, though. I don't know why.
Oh, I live opposite it. Okay. So sometimes my housemates like jump one. I'm like, yeah.
I love that, Maz. I don't know why. It's like because it's not normal.
I don't feel that.
Also,
I
feel slightly betrayed. I'm betraying Bakery 164.
I like Maize better.
I do, yeah. See, that's a longer walk for me, therefore completely irrelevant.
It's an extra 200 metres down that road.
Okay, so we're going to hit a song.
Radio killer,
you know what it is. Gym class hero. Can dream. It's hard to look innocent when I got cookie crumbs all over my face.
I like girls. They like me. They look so good. It makes that problem. I need help trying to solve it, cause meeting after meeting and I'm still a cookie hog. You can hide them, I'ma find them on the counter in the closet, and I'll say I ain't do it with my face covered in chocolate. My girl be setting booby traps to catch me eating Scooby snacks. I left crumbs in the bed once, but I told her I was through with that. She still don't be believing me, and I guess that I'm cool with that, but I got a sweet tooth that'll never come loose, and the truth of the matter is I like girls, they like me. They look so good and they set them jeans. Don't you to be the one and my only. I'm gonna be faithful, but I can't keep my hands out the cookie jar.
Got a thing for Milano, biscotti, Italianos, and I never turn down some Oreos if you got butter, vegan, Puerto Rican, or them oatmeal raisin Asians, hazelnut Brazilians, macadamia Caucasians, double stuff a thin mint, it don't matter, you getting it, cause I got a sweet tooth that'll never come loose, and the fact of the matter is,
like girls, they like me.
Can't keep my hands, my hands, my can't keep my hands, my hands, my hands out the cookie jar.
I'm a monster for these cookies, I'm a beast for they treats, an animal for they crackers, head to feet, they so damn sweet. Can't keep my hands, my hands, my my can't keep my hands, my hands, my hands out the cookie jar.
There you have it. I tried my best. I went to Cookie Anonymous. I got some failure. I can't seem to keep my damn hands out the cookie jar, but it is what it is.
So that was Gym Class Heroes with Cookie Jar.
Yeah! Last from the past.
The last from the past favourite. You're still listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. Today we've got Matt and Georgie in the studio. And we've got a game. We've got a game.
Yes, we do!
And I'm excited.
Me too.
As always, it's fun and educational on this show. So we're going to learn something here.
Get out your dictionary. Start adding some definitions.
Yeah. So what happened just then is during that song, I read out some foods, like sort of unusual foods from abroad, and the guys in the studio here wrote down what they think the definition of that food is. I'm nervous. Gonna read out the food and read out the definitions, including the real answer. You guys put your hands in the air and put how many number of fingers you think is the right answer.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I can't remember where I'm starting.
Good.
I remember. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Still, yes.
Food number one, fugu. Is it a noodle dish?
It's a bit vague.
That's number one.
I want to look at that.
Is it number two, mushroom tofu? Is it number three, Japanese blowfish? Or number four, Japanese gatto?
Ooh, a cake. Okay.
Okay, ready, steady, hands up, go. Three. Are we all saying three?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't deceive you.
Yeah, that's right, it's blue.
If you laugh at all of our answers, we kind of know. You might know.
It was a Japanese fungi gatto, not just a Japanese gatto.
A fungi gatto.
Yeah, like a mushroom gatto.
You know, the classic mushroom gatto.
Matt, you've nailed it. So basically, it's a species of blowfish, and if it's not prepared correctly,
it kills you.
Yeah, you die.
I saw on the Simpsons episode.
It's black.
No. Don't know.
You think of the octopus stuff when you.
Oh, and then.
But there's only a really small amount of it that you can eat.
It's
and
like
a lot of
it.
You. Yeah, I think a lot so. That you can't eat.
They cut it really finely. Like,
yeah.
Has anyone seen that movie? I can't remember what it's
the
called.
The one where.
The guy, the restaurants in France, it's like a 100 foot journey, and it's like two restaurants opposite, and an Indian restaurant, and he eats the insides of an enemy, you know, the spiky thing.
Oh, yeah.
He just turns them over and eats them.
Yeah, I haven't seen that film, but I was thinking about something else.
So apparently, fugu has a sought-after, delicate flavour and it's reported aphrodisiac. So
not worth it. I mean, yeah. Not worth it. Not worth the risk of dying.
The risk of death, you know, the ultimate prize.
Where you could eat some oysters and chocolate, watch 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, no, that's not an aphrodisiac.
Did he read the books? I'd have learned to differ.
Okay, are we ready? This is round number two. What are Eskimoles? I'm not sure it's Eskimoles. Eskimoles.
Oh, that makes it sound more Mexican.
Yeah, Eskimoles.
Eskimoles. Okay. It is, isn't it?
Right.
I literally ruined that one.
Are we ready?
Sabotage.
Right, ready. Is it number one, Spanish for snails? Is it?
Right. Come on. Let's rule that one out.
Is it? Guys, you're all against each other here.
Sorry.
Is it number two, fried slugs?
Yum!
Is it number three, ant larvae? Or is it number four, an Arctic quack?
Look, if you're going to rule this game, you can't start laughing at stuff.
Ignore George.
It's clearly number three again.
Read it out.
It's clearly number three again, isn't it?
So we got a mushroom gatto, and what else did George say?
Oh, come on. You gotta read it out.
Eskimoles. The Arctic guacamole.
Quite good. Literal, I like it.
Okay, so.
So it's obviously the larvae, isn't it? Because you're just reading them out terribly. You're laughing at every single one.
I did not laugh.
The only thing you don't laugh at is the answer to the question. If this was Mastermind or like University Challenge, you'd just be laughing at everything and then they couldn't get the words out and you'd be to blame.
Okay, fine.
I feel like Cambridge against like. Oxford Brookes or something, trying to. Ooh, that was a big.
Ooh!
As the game maker, I'm now going to judge your answers. So, do you think it was the fried slugs, the guacamole, the ant larvae, or the snails?
The larvae.
Larvae.
Oh, yeah.
How can you be surprised at this?
Okay, try harder next time.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
For the good of us all.
Okay, so it's insect caviar, and it apparently it's a consistency similar to cottage cheese. Interested?
Everything you just said just put me off my lawn. So.
cottage cheese. Yeah,
what about that? Is it insects?
Like cottage cheese. Give me some of that. Okay, they look like beans though, so don't eat them. Right,
back
next
to the legumes,
final one is okay. Rocky Mountain oysters. Are they?
I actually picked quite a normal one for this one.
Did you? Yeah. Are they mountain crabs? Are they really cold oysters? Are they barbecue sauce?
Barbecued oysters?
And bacon oysters?
Oh, yeah.
That's
really... Are they... Are they bull testicles?
Ooh!
Bull testicles.
I'm going to go with bull testicles. Because that's something you'd find funny and put in the show. And also...
you just
and also, Rocky Mountain oysters. That makes sense.
Does it? But oysters. I'm pretty sure there's some really cold oysters here.
Really cold oysters could be like...
Barbecue sauce bacon oysters.
They're a thing in Australia. Barbecue and bacon oysters.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's
seafood and meat, I'm all about that fusion.
You can just taste the barbecue sauce.
Okay, so what do we think it is, guys?
I'm going to go with bull testicles.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Nobody loses apart from me in this game.
Yeah, you're the biggest loser of this game.
Okay, but we all learned something, didn't we?
Yeah,
we did.
Okay, thanks.
Don't eat Fugu.
So, as always, we do an international song of the week at about this time, 5:30. And this week, we have got a remix by Dimitri from Paris. A guy called Dimitri.
Remix
from Paris. And yeah, when we went to, you guys went to the fashion show as well, didn't you? And they
How was it?
I was walking. I was not walking.
You, by the sounds of your like big arrogance over the fact that your face happens to be on the Leeds Student Radio.
Me and all my friends.
You
honestly
may as well be Kate Moss for all I know, the way you can talk about it. So I'm surprised you weren't in the show.
Okay, I was not in the show. But they actually walked to this song at one point, which was a lot of fun. So here we go.
It was a lot of fun.
Very tight, each and every night. my sanity, I could never survive. Some people ask me, what are you gonna be? Why don't you go get a job? All that I can say, I won't give up my music. Not me, not now, no way, no how. Oh, I sing music. I am the track. I don't can't quit. I love it. No turning back. No turning back. Oh, yeah, yeah. I sing music. That's all I feel so alive. Feel so alive. Yeah, yeah.
Was Lost in the Music by Sister Sledge, remixed by Dimitri from Paris.
Remix.
Just a quick plug. Before we talk about Selected, hashtag Selected, which is on the 17th of March at the Faversham. It's a night run by Leeds Student Radio very own Jaggy Bingham.
Yeah.
And it's going to be really great. There's loads of different DJs. There's a guy called Melody, he's a techno DJ coming in from London. From London, ooh, imagine. And then we've also got the Milkman Delivers. DJs.
Who
have a night which is normally quite like fantastical and fancy dress and stuff at Hi-Fi, so that'd be really great. And it's at the Fab and it's on St. Patrick's Day.
I'm gonna book my ticket straight after this.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
totally.
Art Fret Girls,
so in.
I've been to Fab in ages and it's a good venue, exactly.
Right, we have got some Agony Aunt sessions coming up. So people have been contacting us, as always, during the week.
Constant emails.
So. Usually the first point of call when anyone has a problem, apparently.
It's, 999 is out of the loop. It's anything to declare.
@gmail.com.
@gmail. Anything to declare lsr@gmail.com. If you do want to email us or upload anything to our Google Drive or anything like that, you know, Google Docs, we share
it's
things online.
It's
good.
Okay, so here we go. We've got number one. Come in. Bit of drama here. Here we go.
Take down the bed. Listen to my voice. Okay, I'm ready.
Dear Joey and Libby, I'm currently on my year abroad in America. I'm having a great time. Such a hit over here with the British accents. No wonder you girls killed it in Canada last year.
No wonder.
I have been set a group project in an all-American group. When I first met up, someone asked if I was Australian. As a joke, I said yes. But being American, they didn't understand the sarcasm.
We can relate to that.
We're now 3 weeks down the line, and apparently I'm still Australian. How far do I go? Do I host an Australia Day party, or do I come clean now? Thanks, awkwardly not Australian Anne.
Yes, Anne. Okay, question. Is she putting on an Australian accent, or do they just purely think she's
British? No, I think that, like, they genuinely think she's Australian.
Well, surely she must be putting on an accent.
No, because they get really mixed up with the accents. They think they sound identical.
You had that a bit. People thought you were...
I used to lie and say that I was No. I used to lie and say I was from Tasmania. My surname's Langton, and I'd say that I was from a small town called Langton in Tasmania. And I put on this accent, and these girls, I don't know why they all found it like so interesting that I was from Tasmania. I think it's because of the cartoon.
Do you know lots about Tasmania?
Absolutely. All I know is that there isn't a town called Langton in Tasmania. No one would know.
But yeah, it is genuinely. Yeah, I found that people thought that we were not from England.
Quite a lot of the time, yeah. Also, it's like Australian and English to them sounds like American and Canadian. If you know the difference, you can tell, but if you don't, it's very, very similar.
Yeah,
Okay, what's my advice to Anne? First of all, I don't think she should tell the truth. I think this is a really
roll
great
with
story.
It, 100%.
I think she should completely just run with it, and then when she gets home, she's going to be like, never guess what, I did a group project with someone who thought I was Australian.
So she's going to host an Australia Day party.
Australia Day's gone.
Oh.
It's been.
She doesn't need to do it then.
No, she's got away with that one.
Maybe she's thinking about next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
When is Australia Day then?
It's on the 26th of January, the day after Robert Burns Day.
Oh, okay.
Your two worlds collide. Okay, well, there we go, Anne. Run with it.
It's
too awkward to be like actually English, and they're going to be like, oh,
and they won't know the difference. She's just going to have to wing a lot of information about Australia that she does not know.
If she does, she is lost for places to live.
Langton, Tasmania. Nailed it. Yeah. Right, next one. Dear Anything to Declare, I'm staying in this awesome hostel called The Camb in Vancouver. I've been on a working holiday and I'm having the best time.
Hey.
The hostel is very open and friendly. However, I've been keeping food in the shared fridge and recently it's been going missing.
Hate that.
It's a nice food theme there.
Yeah.
Clever, isn't it?
That's weird. How coincidental that she got in touch over this... Oh, he. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. On this week. Of all weeks.
This is inevitable in communal living. But since my supper goes walkabout weekly, it's becoming a bit of a nightmare.
I love this Australian theme back in. I love this whole leaping around. Okay, right, yeah.
What should I do? Pop it in a safe and install it in the bottom drawer of the fridge, or mention it to the others in my dorm.
Pop it in a safe?
From Hungry Harry.
Hungry Harry.
Okay.
Or padlock it away in the fridge.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Really?
Not in a safe.
I think that's a bit extreme.
When I went to visit my friend in Newcastle, they had, they would get bags, like, what's it called? Bag for life bags. They're quite strong ones that you can't really rip through with just your hands. And then they padlock them and put them in the bottom drawer of the
weird.
Fridge. Because people would just eat their food all the time, and obviously, like, Paul's uni first year, everyone comes back, we did, and they're like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
I think it's after a night out, it's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, there goes my supper.
Yeah, which happens in my
at house breakfast time.
Well, you just solved it then. Get a padlock and get a bag for life.
Get a bag for life, yeah.
There you go.
You're
but not a thermosafe.
There's a hardware store in a near supermarket.
He could build his own fridge and lock it up. He could get his own fridge.
But if you're in a hostel,
that in first year, and then he's walking to her room and it'd be locked, and be like, "What are you doing?" And she'd be like, eating all her food on the floor, and like no one around, and she'd lock her door.
Her own dining room.
Yeah, Tess Attack, if you're listening, that is.
Okay. Finally, we've actually got a message in from Worried Wendy. So
just give you the lowdown, guys. Worried Wendy is our weekly. She gets in touch every week. First week, her daughter was going to Honduras, so she was like nervous. Second week, her daughter was in Honduras, couldn't hear from her, nervous. Third week, she was like, "I'm off. Sack off her daughter. I want to go traveling." And she was organising a trip with all her old friends.
No, she was saying, "Should she?"
Well,
we were saying, "Do it."
And
here's the next installment.
How old is she? Do you reckon?
I don't know.
I think mid-60s.
I mean, there should be a point where we should start emailing her.
No, I do. Well,
and ask her some
questions.
We've
been texting.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the next one. Dearest Joanna and Elizabeth.
Yeah. She's always so formal. I love it. Okay.
Girls, I've taken your advice. I'm off on my adventure, and I'm currently on the local library PC about to book my flights. The problem is that I've never flown anything less than first class, and there are only...
Worried Wendy is a baller. Okay, right.
I was going to say, we need to learn more about her.
She could fund the entire Blue Student Radio. Okay, right, keep going.
Well, she was going to pay Pippa's phone bill last week.
She was, she was.
And there are only economy seats left on my desired dates. It sounds ghastly. Do you have any tips for surviving long-haul flights? Fondest wishes, Worried Wendy.
I'm starting to dislike Wendy if she doesn't like economy. She thinks it sounds ghastly.
Yeah, but it's just like...
Wendy?
She just lives in a slightly different world to us, apparently.
Yeah, she was born in the war era.
You must have done a lot of long-haul flights last year.
Yeah, but no first class.
Neither
Wendy.
Aisle seat Wendy, that's what I'd go for. You don't want to be stuck next to a fat man / woman and not be able to get out.
Baby, child. Yeah,
there's
exactly.
Nothing worse than being slept in and you're in and you can't move.
Yeah. True.
Then it's awkward if you have to wake someone up if you're going to, you know, if you really need to go.
But if you're in the aisle and the people next to you really need to go on the reg, you're constantly getting up and down, up and down.
I prefer to do that than to...
Yeah, me too.
I'm thinking middle block seats then. No. So they can always evacuate on the other side. But you're on the aisle of the middle block.
Yes, that's fair. But then you can't see anything out the window if you want to have a cheeky peek over your neighbour's shoulder.
Yeah. Long haul flights are tricky, and I would say for when, especially Wendy, age appropriate, she should be looking at wearing some socks.
Yeah, some high socks up to the knee to keep this blood circulating. Because otherwise, you get deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah.
I actually, this is really bad. I probably won't confess this.
Okay.
Say it.
Well, oral. And also, this is my tip. Even though it's not obvious, I don't eat on flights because the food makes you really gross and get really like.
Don't drink alcohol.
No, yeah.
Although it's free and all you want to do is have a gin and tonic when you get on, you can because it dehydrates you even more than the aircon does.
And you feel really funky.
And then you feel awful.
Yeah.
Lots of fluids, Wendy.
Thanks for the advice, guys. Yeah, we'll see you next week. Here we've got Kate now.
Things that I know I should do, but I trip fast and then I lose, and I hate looking like a fool. I just want your kiss, my kiss, my kiss, my. I just want your kiss. I just want your kiss, my kiss, my kiss, my. I just want your kiss. The lights are on. Someone's home, but I'm not sure if they're alone. There's someone else inside my head, living there to fill me with dread. This paranoia is distressing, and I spend most of my nights guessing. Are we not? Are we together? Will this make our lives much better? I'm not in love, I just wanna be touched. I just want your kiss. Pretend like it's the weekend now.
could pretend it all the time. Can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. But just maybe like a ukulele, mama made a baby. Really don't mind the practice, cause you're my little lady. Lady, lady, love me, cause I love to lay you lazy. We could close the curtains, pretend like there's no world outside. Then we could pretend it all the time, Lord. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Can't you see, can't you see? Rain all day and I don't mind. But the telephone singing, ringing, it's too early, don't pick it up. We don't need to, we got everything we need right here, and everything we need is enough. Just so easy when the whole world fits inside of your arms. Don't really need to pay attention to the alarm. Wake up slow, wake up slow. But baby, you hardly even notice when I try to show you this. Song is meant to keep you from doing what you're supposed to. Waking up too early, maybe we could sleep. Make you banana pancakes, pretend like it's the weekend now. And we could pretend it all the time, yeah. And can't you see that it's just raining? There ain't no need to go outside. Ain't no need, ain't no need. Rain all day and I really, really, really don't mind. Can't you see, can't you see? You gotta wake up slow.
Hello, party people. This is Captain Kim speaking. Welcome aboard Benga Airways. After takeoff, we'll pump up the sound system because we're going to eat pizza.
That's right, it's the time of the week again. Anything to declare? Embarrassing story, one you want to leave at the border? Me and Libby are going to act as your in-flight, on-air, slightly
at
on the ground,
once you've landed.
Border control people that will declare whether or not you deserve a fine, imprisonment, or, you know, deportation. So, I think the story today is coming from Georgie, am I right?
Yes, that sounds quite drastic. I'm not
I'd be nervous if I were you. Okay, let's hear it.
Well, this is from my year, well, not my year abroad, when I lived in Australia last year. I didn't have a job at the beginning for the first sort of month. I was unemployed and I became a beach bum.
Living on
Oz.
The edge. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But I didn't have any, all my friends worked as well, so I didn't have any pals. So I would just have to go to the beach on my own.
We want it to be, like, exciting, not a self-story. Like,
well,
I'm crying,
not gonna, like, I'm not asking for sympathy. You know? Like, I got a good tan and red lots,
okay,
nice.
Okay, okay.
And I obviously was in a new country, Australia, loads of hot people, so I would just lie scouting on da beach all day, every day.
On da beach.
And one day, I was on my own, always, and this bunch of unbelievably hot boys came and put all their stuff down next to me. And, well, not next to me,
well,
but sort of
yeah.
next to me. And I thought, being, you know, seriously saucy, that I would sort of frolic off to the sea. I asked them to look after my stuff and then frolicked down to the shoreline to go for a quick dip. There's things in Australia called shoreys, which are the waves which appear out of nowhere and then smash into the shoreline really quickly. And I was sort of turning around to check my stuff as a shorey came up, smashed me, dumped me, swirled me around, and I sort of did a Daniel Craig emergence with sand in every orifice, in my hair, in my eyes, sort of squinting, only to realise that my top was off and nowhere to be seen, and the hot bunch of boys were all looking on
in awe.
They loved it. Of giggles as I'm pulling out a wedgie. It was horrible. I'm trying to find my top. It was really not nice.
Can I just say, on the show, all we talk about is Australian guys. That's all we talk about.
Yes, because they're the best guys, apparently.
It's the worth talking
about. Matt Corby, aka
all
disgusting.
Men. George, that's a good story.
That's fantastic, actually.
Really, and it's not about vomit, which is an improvement on our lunchtime show.
I then vomited because of all the sand.
Vomit everywhere. Right, what would you say?
I'd give her a bit of a fine, probably quite a large one, because
what a decent exposure.
I'd give a fine for each breast that she saw, that was out.
Yeah.
So, and I think
and each eye that saw.
Yeah.
Normalise the nipple. Free the nip.
Yeah, exactly. Hashtag free the nip. I reckon it's going to be around $2,000. That's big.
That's huge.
That's large.
You'll take
you
that.
You don't even get that for peeing on the street. Not that I did
peeing
that.
Peeing on the street. Well, that's another story for another day.
The show, running out of time. What are we doing next week? We are talking about stereotypes.
Yeah.
Different countries, different... mannerisms, maybe?
Yeah, maybe people should stop stereotyping and start accepting.
We're getting deep
maybe
on the show.
Message that will be next week. Maybe. Or maybe we're just going to laugh at all the stereotypes we know of.
Probably more likely.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us, yeah.
Yeah, and you've been listening to Anything to Declare
with Joey and Libby, and today we're listening to I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
A lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, not every ball you throw will make me rich. Oh, there stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. Oh, roll a bowl of all, roll a bowl of all. Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch.
Roll up, three shies a penny. Now, what you knock down, you take away. What about you, lady? Come on, have a basin, Paul.
Oh, no, really? I couldn't possibly manage to...
Oh, go on, Mum, have a go. You didn't do so bad to the night when you threw frying pan at me, Dad.
Oh, yes, but that was different, you see. It was a large frying pan and your father's such a fat fella,
really. Now then, make up your mind, lady. Either you're going to have a go at the coconuts or you ain't going to have a go at the coconuts.
Now then, look here, young man.
You didn't do so bad to the night when you threw frying pan at me, Dad. Oh!
There you are. I told you you'd get it if you were saucy, didn't I?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
They're lovely.
There they are, standing in a row.
One, two, three, four.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
And bigger.
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.
Now then, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. And every ball you throw will make me rich. Oh, there stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch. All together.
Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch.
Harmony.
Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch.
Oh, my father was an Ulster man, broad Protestants was he. My mother was a cat.
Roll a bowl of all.
Roll a bowl of all.
Singing roll a bowl of all a penny a pitch.